It's often intimidating to make the leap of faith required to commit to a novel by an unknown author. What if you don't like it? What if it's no good? Hi, I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, University of Baltimore MFA professor and book critic Marian Winnick has two debut novels to share, and she thinks they are both worthwhile. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. In Sadness is a White Bird, a debut novel by Moriel Rothman Zecker, a young Israeli soldier whose best friends are Palestinian twins, is driven to the breaking point by conflicting loyalties. The story begins in, quote, the fluorescent glow of a jail cell, just days after its narrator's 19th birthday. In an epistolary narrative addressed to his friend Leif, Jonathan pours out his heart and sorts through his past. 2 years earlier, before his senior year of high school, his family returned to Israel after a long stint in Pennsylvania. The family's history, his grandfather left the Greek city of Salonika before the Nazis deported all its Jews to concentration camps, has given Jonathan a profound sense of the importance of the Jewish state. Thus, he was eagerly awaiting the beginning of his military service when he met Leif and his sister Nimreen, tall, brilliant, cool Palestinian twins, students at Haifa University, both with eyes the color of a sidewalk after a misty summer rain. Charmed and amused by the boy and his really pretty decent command of Arabic, they take him under their wing and all fall more or less in love with each other. Over a long series of adventures, bus trips, nights on the beach, marijuana-fueled conversations, and poetry readings, Jonathan begins to see the occupation through the eyes of his friends and grasps that their family history is no less tragic than his own. Then his draft date arrives. This is a passionate, poetic coming-of-age story set in a minefield, brilliantly capturing the intensity of feeling on both sides of the conflict. In A Place for Us by Fatima Farheen Mirza, an American Muslim family is torn apart in the struggle between tradition and modernity. The wedding was coming together wonderfully. People were arriving on time. There was a table for mango juice and pineapple juice and another for appetizers, replenished as soon as the items were lifted from the platter. White orchids spilled from tall glass vases on every table. But down the hall at the hotel bar, there is an element of this wedding that is not coming together so smoothly, the prodigal brother of the bride. Amar ran away from home years earlier, and after a series of escalating troubles in high school, rooted in a forbidden romance between him and the daughter of a prominent local family. The novel moves back and forth in time to explore the story of parents Layla and Rafiq and their three children, Hadia, Huda, and Amar. The events of 9/11, the temptations of drugs and alcohol, the pressure for academic achievement, and the traditions of arranged marriage all play a role. The debut of 26-year-old Mirza is the first book from Sarah Jessica Parker's imprint at Hogarth and reflects very well on SJP's literary taste. Its title echoes a song from West Side Story, itself a retelling of Romeo and Juliet. Here the warring forces are not two families but one, split by the tension between reverence and rebellion. The great Ron Charles, book reviewer for The Washington Post, called the novel absolutely gorgeous. Quote, in prose of quiet beauty and measured restraint, Mirza traces those twined strands of yearning and sorrow that faith involves.
The books are Sadness is a White Bird by Moriel Rothman Zecker and A Place for Us by Fatima Farheen Mirza. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.